Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Negatory, you know what I'm saying? But we can start off with the light shit before the guys jump in here, because they're getting their little drinks and their little smokes all rolled up and all that good stuff. So I'm going to let them take their time and join into the show. Let me make sure I hit them all up with the, yo, showtime, foes. Showtime, fuckers, showtime. All right, let's see. Alrighty. So, we had the UC Berkeley shit going on again. There was a free speech march that Antifa wind up getting involved, and there was a big fight. It's funny how these protests, or these rallies, rather, people going to the rallies are asked to leave their stick signs and whatever they could use to be aggressive with, you know, defend themselves with, to leave those behind. The police make sure they unarm everybody, they disarm everybody. And then the Antifa people come in with masks over their faces, with fucking signs with little metal pipes and fucking M80s and bear pepper spray, all kinds of ridiculous shit. And these motherfuckers be going out there trying to hurt me. Yo, I watch these videos and I gotta say, thank God I'm not there. Because I catch a body, bro. I kill a motherfucker. Because that's just ridiculous. These niggas running up on throwing rocks at people. Motherfuckers be walking out of there bludgeoned. That's ridiculous. This shit is just damn ridiculous. It's like shit is just backwards these days. You got Ann Coulter was about to do an event. They just UC Berkeley just canceled it. They banned her shit. It's funny because these Berkeley police are told to stand down when these protests become violent. Now, you have a whole fucking riot squad there. Why aren't they fucking keeping shit in order? It's interesting. You got little kids and, well, young kids, college kids, and unemployed bums and immigrants out there in masses causing all kinds of fucking disruption. And you're allowing that shit to go down. It's because you are waiting for the other side to bust that first shot. That's not what you guys are looking for. You're looking for that shot heard around the world again. I'm telling you, it ain't going to be as... I keep telling motherfuckers, it ain't going to be as pretty as they think it's going to be. It ain't going to be as easy. It ain't going to be as quick. It's going to be real shitty, bro. If we start clapping at each other over disagreements, it's going to be worse than in the middle of the hood, nigga. My niggas be killing each other over stupid shit. this is what would be the equivalent to that, right? Ridiculousness. And all you got is these fucking idiotic, goddamn, stupid social justice warriors trying to be out and act like, oh, my opinion, and this is the way I, oh man, let me throw this out real quick, because I want to get all the bullshit out before we start having fun. I gave a call to one of my boys the other day, talking to him, and when I was talking to him, it reminded me of my other homeboy, so I gave him a shout out. And somewhere in the middle of our conversation, you know, what's going on, how you doing, what you been up to, blah, 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 whatever. Somewhere in the middle of our conversation, I don't know how it got to it, but it got to the transgenders using the female bathrooms. And and to me, I was just like, well, that's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? If you feel you need to be away from other men, then use a private bathroom. You know, so every fucking place has one. They have that family bathroom, though they have the handicap bathroom. There's always something that you can be by yourself. And, you know, he's like, yeah, but they have the right. And I'm like, excuse me, a transsexual or homosexual or whatever the fuck you want to be, and wanting to change the norms of what is this, civilization. You want to change the norms of civilization by saying, well, since I identify as a woman, I want to be in the bathroom with the women. Okay, we don't do that. As a civilization, it's always been gender-based. You're either a male or a woman, and that's the way you use the bathroom. And ever since these little cocksuckers and social justice warriors and fags basically felt that, you know, since Obama was in office and they had the queen fag up in the highest office, now they could start chanting and yelling and looking for shit. I said, bro, it's not a right to use the bathroom that you choose your gender to be. Okay? You're choosing your gender to be this. You're choosing this. You want to push your choices onto me. You want me to accept it, but you don't want me to fight back and push my choice on you. So telling me that it's a right to use the bathroom, when I say it's not a right, you're looking for, validation, not acceptance. They're looking for acceptance. They want this bathroom change, this thing to be used, be able to use the bathroom, because they want people to accept whatever they decide they are for the day. Okay? And so I'm telling my friend, I said, listen, so you're telling me they have a right to tell me they want to use the bathroom, but I have to listen. But I don't have the right to say I don't agree with it and you don't have to listen? Like, what sense does that make? How do you start a conversation when you want what you want without my opinion, and I can't give my opinion because it's contrary to what you want? That makes no fucking sense. How do you expect me to say okay to you? That will never happen. And I go, and secondly, oh, and then he throws out, yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's a right to use the bathroom that you choose, just like people think it's a right to own guns. When he said that shit, he didn't realize it.
The tone in his voice went up 3 octaves.
Well, when he said that shit, he didn't realize that he was on a real tenuous line on breaking our friendship. Okay? Let me just throw that shit out there real quick. Because that, to me, was just such an ignorant comparison to throw that in there with this gay rights faggotry. Okay? Now, I told him, I said, yeah, bro, the Constitution has wording for citizens having and owning firearms. The Constitution, nor the Bill of Rights, nor anything else that you have seen previously, that, how do you say, that supports our inalienable rights. It supports it, doesn't give them to us. It supports those rights. there is no wording for homosexuals or transgenders to be able to choose the bathrooms or locker rooms or whatever of their choice, not of their gender. It's not even there. So why did we have that conversation? So he had to come all out with all this bullshit, trying to act like, oh, there's more to the Second Amendment than just the right to bear arms. There's more words in there. And I was like, okay, bro. Obviously, my friend is one of those guys who's been to college. He thinks he's smarter than every fucking body else. Says, I haven't been to college. I'm just an ignorant, dumb piece of shit. So he thinks he knows better than me. So I said, bro, not for nothing. You don't even know what the fucking Second Amendment is actually there for. You're telling me that the wording was for a militia because at that time, people were farming and they were, you know, they it was rural and they had to defend themselves. I said, bro, you obviously don't know what the fuck the Second Amendment is about. It is about the right to own, to keep and bear arms so that you can keep away any forms of tyranny. That means if there's gang members that want to fucking assault you in your home, you can defend yourselves to keep them away. If there are police officers that want to assault you in your home, you can defend yourself and keep them away. If the government sends in a fucking, what is that shit, the Coast Guard or whatever the fuck, National Guard, you can defend yourself. That's what it's all about. Has nothing to do with like, oh, so I can defend my farm and I can hunt and just take that liberal cock and balls out of your mouth. Go read a constitution handbook. Everybody who has a gun has one. Because everybody in the NRA and the GOA, everybody's giving those pamphlets out like crazy. Nigga, I got two. If you need one, ask me. I'll make a copy for you, bitch. Read the Constitution. The Constitution is not a living document, okay? It is a document that has been written down, and it's to be followed like gospel. And it's not to be interpreted. You know, you try to give me this bullshit about liberal judges. Blah, blah. I said, bro, the problem with that is these Democratic liberals and cocksuckers, they want to change the law because they're all attorneys. Remember that. Every attorney wants to manipulate the law to his benefit, or they want to word the law as vaguely as possible for their benefit. If you ever watch these lawyers, they don't ever want to lose. Even when they win, even if someone wins, the other one wants to have a win. So what do? It copies pleas. What does that do? That gives everybody a fucking win. And what does that do? That just puts another fuck up in the street again, doesn't teach him a goddamn lesson, doesn't do a goddamn thing. What else? So I'm like, bro, these liberal judges, they're not even supposed to be liberal judges or conservative judges. They're just supposed to be judges that read the law, not interpret the law in their own ideas. It's read the law as you were taught the law. It's the way it is. You're not supposed to interpret it. It ain't supposed to be that way. You know, he's like, oh, you know, Antonin Scalia, he was one of those gun lovers. Nigga, he was a judge that tried to be on the line with what the Constitution, when they go and they make their vows, they're supposed to protect and defend the Constitution. That means that you're supposed to file your cases, judge your cases, and make your decisions based on what you have read straight off of the Constitution and to what's going on and what's pending in this court case. You know, our Bill of Rights, all that shit. But you stupid, dumb fucks think that everybody else that wants to have a gun, oh, you just want to have a gun because, no, you're stupid, bro. And first of all, you're a clown. Because if you're a grown-ass man and you have children and you live in a home and you're married, and you don't have a weapon to defend your family in the event someone comes in your house, if you think you're going to grab a butcher knife or you're going to grab a bat, you'll be watching your child raped in front of you, nigga. Okay? Raped in front of you. Because you're an ignorant asshole. And if you think your child should fucking forgive you for being the cocksucking piece of shit that you are, you are fucking mistaken. Right? I ain't telling you to go out there and buy a bunch of rifles, but go get yourself a fucking pistol. One pistol for the house to defend your shit. The way shit is going nowadays, you stupid motherfuckers better arm up. Alright, because these niggas out here is acting more ridiculous and more ridiculous. Alright, you're saying that, I'm telling you that these niggas is brainwashed. And then we got other niggas in the street literally getting brainwashed. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas getting brainwashed, they violent. So if you want to walk around talking about, nah, but if I ain't got no beef with nobody and I ain't doing nothing, nigga, then just grease up your asshole and keep your pants completely off your ass with a sign that says, I'm always willing to compromise, and bend over at every sign of aggression, nigga. That's all. But I don't even think that compliance will still, you know, be the savior for you. Because let me tell you something. Comply to a motherfucker who wants to be violent, and he sees that fear in you, sees you complying, he becomes more violent. Remember that. Today, supposedly, some Paris, France, some more shootings. That motherfuckers are, but they just so smart. They just so above us. They're just so intellectually capable. They're, you know, these are people who know. You know, take away these guns and you stop all this stupid violence. Okay? You got these niggas getting shot the fuck up. And this is what? A couple of weeks before their presidential race or whatever going on over there? Come on. Come on. You guys really, really got to stop the fuck up with this nonsense. There's so much shit going on, and motherfuckers is like, well, what's going on? Nigga, you got that dude, the bald-headed motherfucker with the beard, with two first fucking names. Mugly nigga, you know what I'm saying? On Facebook, supposedly shot the old man in the face right there in the street on Facebook and uploaded it. This nigga's driving around talking about, yeah, I'm just going to murder as many people as I can. I'm going to murder what? You're going to what? I'm just going to murder as many people as I can. Why? Why? What's the purpose? You know, some shit Blaine or some stupid bitch name, you know what I'm saying? And over her. So you're going to run out there and murder it. Innocent motherfuckers who ain't got shit to do with your cocksucking wife or girlfriend or whatever the fuck she was to your monkey ass. But you gonna go out there and shoot at a bunch of innocent motherfuckers, even murder some innocent motherfuckers. Supposedly on the video, he was acting like he shot 13. But we all only seen one in the video, if that was an actual murder. But it's just a stupid nigga like this gets other stupid niggas to follow suit. You understand what I'm saying? Because these niggas will see that shit and be like, yo, this nigga just came off, cuz. He came off, cuz. Nah, what the fuck you mean he came off, nigga? You got the other nigga, the Houston shooter, the nigga that shot the cops, that was shooting at the cops. Got that nigga. Then you got the New York City nigga that shot the two cops that were in their squad cars. And now you got this other motherfucker from Fresno. This nigga here murdered a security guard. When the police had a warrant out for his arrest, he figured they coming for him. The nigga decides, I'm going to go hit the street and go kill as many white motherfuckers as possible. I don't think that any of those white motherfuckers that got murdered had intentions on this nigga running up on them to murder them. So they didn't decide to carry any guns on them because they don't believe in those shits. But I bet you when this nigga was running up on them motherfuckers, ready to murder them, they was believing in that shit as fucking hard and as real as possible. Okay? And at the last minute, it just makes no fucking sense. You got all these motherfuckers out here killing. These niggas ain't catching one or two bodies. These niggas is catching as many bodies as they can catch. These is the niggas that we grew up with. These are the niggas that are growing up thinking they 5%ers, they God body. These are these black motherfuckers from here in America that think they Muslim, that Allah, you Akbar, and I ain't eating pork and all that bullshit. They don't know what it is to be out in motherfucking Afghanistan or any of those countries to live like that. But yet, these motherfuckers can sit here and condemn the white man all fucking day with pride. There was a fucking shit where some nigga was out protesting, and it was a Donald Trump, I guess, rally or whatever. And he had a sign that said, "When the fuck was America ever great?" Well, I gotta say, bro, America's pretty fucking great right now. If your monkey ass who thinks you're so fucking is out here with a sign talking about when the fuck was America ever great, right? And acting like you hate whitey and talking all that shit, you have the freedom to do it, nigga. There's no cops arresting you. There's no white hoods hanging your monkey ass. America's pretty fucking good right now, my nigga. But you're just too stupid to see it. Because all you want to do is see this bullshit about, oh, nah, nigga, these niggas is against us. No, you're against yourselves. You're against yourselves, my nigga. The niggas killing each other in the hood is niggas, all right? The majority of niggas kill niggas, all right? You go and kill a white motherfucker, one or two, three or four. But you motherfuckers will catch body after body in the block. Fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. You're mad at the white niggas. Why? Because these niggas' kids is going to college. Why is their kids going to college? Could it be that the mother and father, when they fucked the first time and the bitch got pregnant, them two was like, well, look, we're going to have to make a life decision and raise this child together as husband and wife, so that way this kid can have some type of future. Oh, but when niggas bang each other and a bitch get pregnant, nigga, I don't know what the fuck that's about, bitch. You better go take care of that shit, ho. Oh, that shit ain't mine, bitch. Fuck out of here. How many niggas you been fucking? I ain't the only nigga you fuck. Blah, blah, blah. So what's in the house? Just that bitch. Bitter as a motherfucker, raising your son, who looks like you, hating this motherfucker for all his life. Not giving him the love and care to sprout him into be a better man. No, because these bitches is bitter, nigga. Trust me, I know. My mother was a bitter bitch. Fuck you think I'm a bitter nigga for? You know what I'm saying? So you got all these motherfuckers just, hey, nah, I hate whitey. He's white motherfucker. This nigga was on, this one nigga was on the video talking about, hey, yo, ISIS, I ain't got no beef with y'all. Talking about after that fucking, Syria. After Donald Trump dropped the 56 missiles, or 50 whatever missiles. Nigga jumps up, he's like, yo, Syria, we ain't got no beef with y'all, you know what I'm saying? You only got beef with the white man, with Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? Just us niggas and the Latinos, we don't got no beef. Nigga, you don't speak for us. Stop throwing Latinos in with you niggas. If you motherfuckers is so ready, just stand on your own fucking paws, alright? Don't ask me to put my fucking feet in there, because I have a total different idea of what's going on. All this bullshit is self-hate, my nigga. You running around hating the white man? Why the fuck do you have time to hate anybody else? You should be out there working, building your career, making your life better, instead of sitting there fucking hating all these people. My mama's welfare check. Some nigga on the fucking shit before these niggas became a president. Oh, if my mama welfare check go down, I'm a straight murderer, nigga. Brother, kidding me? Nigga, is you stupid? This nigga pulling out fucking guns and FaceTime or whatever the fuck. Facebook. Showing shit off, doing videos like, yo, I murdered this nigga. My mama's food stamps go down. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga, we get money. We get money. Nigga, if you get money, what the fuck is your mama food stamps for, nigga? Do you even understand any of that dumb shit? You dumb fuck nigga, do you get it? You don't get it because you're fucking stupid. You want to walk around and still be stupid and spout stupid shit, and you think that real niggas is going to stand there and allow that shit, nigga. I'm a big mouth motherfucker, man. I'm going to tell every nigga that walks by me spouting that shit that he's a dumb nigga, dogs, because that's just some dumb nigga shit. Get the fuck off your lazy monkey ass and go get your shit right. That all? There's so many motherfuckers that have gotten their shit right. You can't get your shit right because you're a fucking bum. Get your fucking shit right, my nigga. You want to join Black Lives Matter. Nigga, if Black Lives Matter, why the fuck aren't they out there supporting the family of that old man who got murdered by a black man? On video. He ain't did a goddamn thing. Why haven't they put together a rally for him? Why haven't they did a fucking vigil for the motherfucker? You know, because black lives don't matter, motherfucker. You're just looking to build this bullshit to start fucking chaos. It's just dumb shit. And then you got so many dumb motherfuckers that have been raised by these salty bitches, and they're salty, and they don't have no fucking clue that actually, if you put some fucking effort and work into your own fucking life, you could actually build a wonderful life. But these motherfuckers won't get it. Because if you're getting your information and you're learning your steps on how to walk and talk from ignorant motherfuckers, you will continue to stay ignorant. It will go down the line from mother to daughter, from daughter to son, from son to daughter, or whatever the fuck. Wait, and it's just going to be that way. If you're a dumb fuck who has no fucking idea on how to make your child's life better, then that little fuck's going to grow up to be a dumb fuck with no idea how to make his life better or his kid's life better. Y'all niggas want to build a gang so badly? Why don't you build the fucking... Here we go. BFA. Why don't you build that? Black Fathers of America. Staying in the fucking homes to raise their children. Or fucking at least being in their kids' lives. Why don't you start that shit? Collect every nigga you can see in every fucking block and put those niggas down with that shit. If you have a kid, you don't get rid. That's it. Don't get rid of the motherfucker if you have the kid. All these motherfuckers are fighting over Planned Parenthood because they want niggas to kill their babies. They want Spanish motherfuckers. They want us dummies that act like, oh, we can't afford these kids, to fucking kill these kids. They want that. It's stupid. All right, I'm going to get off this rant. And the last thing I got to say is if you're Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, whatever, Mexican, Argentinian, yo, nigga, start having babies, nigga. 15, at least 15 apiece. All right, these Muslims come out here, they have 6-7 children. We need to do 15 apiece, nigga. Stop the bullshit. All right? We've been broke all our lives. 15 ain't going to make it any worse. You know what I'm saying? 15 motherfuckers is what we need to do. 15 and better, nigga. Enough is enough. We ain't trying to have all our fucking Spanish countries taken over by Muslims. So I'm telling you, nigga, 15 apiece, man. I'm about to start working on mine soon.
What?
Don't worry, bitch. It ain't going to be with you. I know you don't want no kids. All right, last thing is Bill O'Reilly was fired off of Fox. Yay! Fucking Bill O'Reilly fired the fuck off of Fox. How nice is that? Supposedly, he's just a cocksucker, condescending little fuck. I ain't like him. Supposedly, he's a big old harasser, and I believe it. These motherfuckers, they give themselves a little bit of position. All they could do is act like, especially the way them motherfuckers look. They fucked up looking as hell. You know that bitter motherfucker's got to, he's got to harass a bitch into giving the pussy to him. You know that. But they can't finesse the ass out. Oh, I should be calling my cousin because I was looking at a story about all of these fucking, you know what? Let me stop bullshitting. So all these motherfuckers that I told them, don't rush to the show. Take your time. Do what you got to do. These motherfuckers is getting all fucked up and then forgot about me on the show. Fuck them. All right. Here we go. There we go. Let's, Let's throw a call out. I'm going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about this with somebody. Let's see. Let's give a call out. Let's throw a call out there. Here we go. All right. Let's see. This motherfucker is shit. I'm trying to make a call and I'm not hearing shit. I'm trying to see what's going on here. It says it's dialing. I love when I call people and these niggas start screening the call. I was like, oh, I don't recognize that number. Yo, cuz, what up, nigga? I'm calling you.
I'm in the middle of doing something right now. What's up? You
I'm on my show. I was calling you because I wanted to talk to you about a thing that I was reading in one of the stories. But when you get a chance, just hit me.
No, go ahead. Tell me, is it going to be quick? Because I'm in the middle of driving and I ain't got my Bluetooth on.
Nah, do what you got to do. Just hit me up when you're done.
Okay.
All right?
Cool.
All right, cuz. I don't want to be yelling on the phone with a nigga not Bluetooth and he's driving around. Then the motherfucker get pulled over and sent back to prison. We trying to have that shit go down. You know what I'm saying? So what are we at? We're a little bit at the halfway point. I did want to talk about Aaron Hernandez. I got some weed news and stuff, some information that's actually going to be really great. I'm going to throw that out before the show's over. I'm still trying to kill time for these pricks to show up. But while I'm here, I might as well throw out the info and the news that I have been looking at. You see that Aaron Hernandez, ex-NFL star, hung himself in his cell, supposedly. You know, I got to say, what a waste. What a fucking waste. This nigga here started from the bottom, right? Was playing in school, got in some gangs or whatever, was doing his thing. You know, you got to do your thing when you're from the hood. It is what it is. But then he gets an opportunity to be a multimillionaire and just does all the wrong things. And let me tell you something. I'm a real nigga. I love my dudes. But if my nigga is doing bad shit, and I'm not condemning them because it is what it is. But I get the opportunity to make millions, and my life can completely turn around. Hasta la vista to them niggas. There's no real reason for me to stay around and be down with some dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Smoke dog!
Yo.
Happy 420.
I am awake for round two.
You're awake for round two? Okay. Well, I was talking about, you know, Aaron Hernandez killing himself. And how that was such a waste of a life, you know what I'm saying? The nigga got the opportunity to make millions. He was in the limelight. And because he want to show and prove as a monster thug, then the nigga winds up having to kill himself. I mean, that to me just, that's sad. You know what I'm saying? Sad. I don't know a lot of niggas that have gotten opportunities like that. I do know maybe a small handful of motherfuckers. Like, you know, we do know Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod. And let me tell you something. We knew the nigga when we was growing up. The nigga was cool and all that. When the nigga got on, didn't nobody know that nigga no more. And that's just the way it's supposed to be, nigga. The nigga, you get multi-millions, you don't fuck with the same niggas no more. There's no reason. These niggas just broke. They fucked up. They ain't got shit going on for themselves. The only thing they're going to do is ask you for money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They'll fuck your life up. I guess this nigga didn't see that. He still wanted to fuck with his niggas. Was it not one of those niggas in that cell to talk him down from hanging himself? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just stupid shit, bro. You get the opportunity, nigga, you better get your... You get the opportunity, tighten your ass cheeks and walk straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yup. I do now.
Word up. Because let me tell you, it gets crazy. Steve was supposed to call in. I spoke to him before the show. I don't know what happened to his ass.
Yeah, baby, you got left.
stone coma, man. That's what happened to me about before one o'clock. I was like, I think I got picked up about 9:20. I was already spinning about noon, like drunk stone. Like, yeah, I haven't got high in a few days, you know. After the surgery, I've been kind of just doing little itty bitty steps.
Oh yeah, what are you trying to dry out or something?
I don't know what happened to me today. I was like about 7 joints in, and 7 dabs later, I was like, woo! I had the cold sweat come on, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
That junkie sweat,
yeah. I came home and, like, ate a little bit and passed the fuck out, and all of a sudden I wake up, and I said, fuck, 36:40, I better get in on this action here.
Right.
Yeah, that's how my 420 went. I was playing some pinball and what's that, Galactica? Miss Pac-Man and Galactica. They had a Pac-Man Galactica old school game. So I was in there just smoking and playing games. So I was having a pretty good day today. And all of a sudden, I had that, the drunken stone drunk. I don't know how you want to call it. I enjoyed myself today.
I didn't even remember that it was 420 today until Penny was like, yo, today's 420 and you got your show tonight. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. I spoke to Mike. Maybe he'll give us a shout out sometime before the show ends.
Boom.
I spoke to Steve because I have some information on how to acquire legal access to cannabis in all 50 states of the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
So it's straight legal. No bullshit about it. Right? And I want to give out that information, and I want to talk about that and all that, but I was trying to get Steve Stoner on the show, you know what I'm saying, get a couple more people so I can throw it out there and we can all, you know, mull it over and see how that sounds. You know, obviously, there's always a loophole, you know. It's funny to me how...
There's always something.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how people always want to act funny, but when they see a loophole, they're willing to take it. You know, they were all upset with Donald Trump not wanting to give his taxes. Oh, this motherfucker's not paying his taxes. He did bankruptcy this, he did bankruptcy that. There was a loophole. Why the fuck are you mad? He used the loophole, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, Steve Stoner!
Happy D420.
Happy D420.
Oh, all right. So now that Stevie's here, I can talk about this bit of news.
All right.
So what I was alluding to, Steven, to Smokey, was I have information on how to acquire legally cannabis in all 50 states of the U.S.
Nice.
Okay. Canasense.com. Canasense is what they are is like a collective, okay? And they're working this angle where in California there is a, I guess you would call it it is a law, you know what I'm saying? But it's called the Compassionate Use Act, okay? And what that's about is that if you're a person who the doctor has said that you need medical cannabis, right? And you're not from California. What this does is it makes it accessible for anybody, no matter where you're from, to get that medicine. That's why it's called the Compassionate Use Act. Mm. And so what happens is when you sign on with CannaSense, what they do is effectively, obviously it's a small charge, a small fee, You can do this from your home. You don't even got to leave the house. So check this out. What you do is you go on to CannaSense.com and you sign up with their collective. What they do is they have, through the internet, you get in contact with one of their doctors. One of their doctors deals with you online, whatever, you know, some messages back and forth, and then decides to make you eligible for a medical marijuana card. Now, even though you're, say, in, let's say you're in, what's a real harsh state? Hawaii. Let's say Hawaii, right? They don't allow that shit. But because you don't have to be a resident to get your medical marijuana card from California, when that doctor gives you the thing to get your medical card, you're legally allowed to get cannabis from California, okay? Now, what this collective does is you do your ordering online, and they ship the shit through the mail to your house. Okay? And if you have any problems, they have everything covered with their attorneys and their doctors and stuff, where even if your state is disagreeing with this, it's a federal deal. So they can't override this federal act. You know what I'm saying? So they have to comply. If they're a member of the union, they have to comply. So it's called the Compassionate Use Act. And that allows the loophole for anybody in any state to get their weed from the dispensaries sent to you in your home. How fucking sweet is that, bro? Remember that shit that we saw? The weed mixed in the hash, mixed in the oil, mixed in the keef, and mixed in all that shit?
Yeah.
See, now...
The turducken.
Now, people can actually order that shit from the house. Now, if you guys are interested, I want to shout it out. It's called CannaSense.com. If you want to email the guy, his email would be Page, CannaSense.com, or you can go to CannaSense.com and read more information. CannaSense.com. CannaSense.com. Now, see, someone like Steve can do this. Penny's moms, Shirley could do this. But a nigga like me, I can't do it.
Why? Because we're old?
Yeah, well, Steve, you're fucked up, number one, besides you're old.
Old or white?
We got another discussion for the white part of your friend, your whole life, my friend. You know, not for nothing, I want to throw this out to you, my friend, because I care about you, and I don't want you to continue on the wrong path. Remember white privilege?
No.
Well, good, because it's no longer in existence. There is no such thing as white privilege, nigga. The only white privilege now is a nigga willing to put his privileged foot up your ass, okay? And it's a privilege for him to do so. All right, so just throwing that out there, be careful when you be like, yeah, but I'm white. That's not. People using that I'm white card is almost like the American dollar. The backing is it's losing its weight, bro. Okay, it's losing ground. So, be careful. You got niggas all over America now killing white people. So, if I was you, I wouldn't even say I was white anymore. I would say I'm a light skinned dark man. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you see the nigga that was killing the nigga supposed to be killing people on Facebook? The dude with the two first names, Stuffin, whatever, big light-skinned black nigga, they had, as a description, you know what they had?
What?
As a description, a light-skinned, what is it? It was white-skinned dark person. Because they didn't want to say black nigga, high yellow nigga. They said light skinned.
High stepping yeller.
Yeah, they didn't want to just make it easy for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I had a motherfucker talking to me about the Second Amendment this week. And I'm thinking to myself, you fucking cocksucker. Everybody needs to be carrying a gun now. You got a nigga on Facebook recording himself saying, well, I'm going to kill as many people as I can. On Facebook. And then walks up on people to kill him. Nigga, please. Please. You need to have a gun. So when a nigga comes out of his car like with his phone talking about, yeah, let me record this, he can record the shots going in his face. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking ridiculous. I have been holding this all day for the show. I wanted to talk about that can of sense because I thought it was interesting. The real reason I can't sign up for something like that is because, you know, they're trying to manipulate the law that people who have those cannabis cards are no longer allowed to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Oh, yeah, nigga, I'll stop smoking before I give up my guns. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
The reason I say it's good for you, Steve, is because you don't even believe I should have guns. So you might as well get the card. You know what I'm saying? And Shirley ain't that far behind you either, so she might as well get the card too. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? That'll benefit a lot of people who are fucked up because of these bullshit politicians. All right. Well, you guys know that President Trump sent a couple of missiles out of Syria and then made a right hook towards fucking North Korea and is over there letting them niggas know that, yo, if you really want it, we could do this. We here. I got my whole armada right up in this motherfucker right here. If you want it, we can make it happen. So what I believe happened is Kim Jong-un has sent a letter to Donald Trump, but I think it came to us by mistake. So I'm going to read it. Just because, you know, out of respect, I don't want Donald Trump to miss the letter in case it's important. So I'm going to try to read this. All right, so it goes, Dear Donald Trump, you have sent a message to me by ray of Rifty Sticks missiles to Syria over Frank Dash Ruse Gories.
I love the accent.
I heard your message loud and clear. I ran and always ready for war. I am not afraid of or mama or you, Mr. Rump.
Mr. Rump.
I will reduce the ruas to rashes with my super mighty preemptive strike. You will fall to me. On April 25th, you will see the might of my military power. I say to you and all the world, don't start none. Won't be none. So I guess he's telling Donald Trump, don't start none, won't be none, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think we got a lot to worry about from that guy, because didn't their last missile test almost fail immediately after launch?
Well, yeah, and there's supposed to be a story behind that. Supposedly, I believe it was several months ago, like maybe a year or better, or maybe even a little less. The military was saying that they had a weapon to disarm a rocket or a missile right at launch and could destroy it. And they're saying that they might have used that on North Korea. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of bullshit. I just think that dude was about to shoot his shit off and he lost his load. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. You about to bust off and then it's a dud. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. Oh, shit, here we go. Mikey, Mike is here. Wait a minute. Where's Mike's intro? Where's Mike's intro?
Asshole calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Asshole calling.
Oh, man. Asshole calling. Asshole calling. Hurry up, pick up the phone. Get up on that line. It's an asshole. Oh, here it is.
Asshole calling. Asshole calling. There's an asshole on the other end of the line. Answer it quick. You can talk to the big asshole.
Mikey Mike.
That's good.
What up, nigga? Happy 420.
Happy 420, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah.
420 to you potheads.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you don't got to be so like you don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, did you hear what I was talking about a little while ago? You might have missed
no.
it. I have information on how to legally acquire cannabis in all 50 states of the U.S. Okay?
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Yes. It's a online place. It's a collective. It's called Cannasense.com. And what they use is they use a federal act to ensure that medical users of marijuana can receive and use their medical marijuana in whatever state they're in. The act is called the Compassionate Use Act. It's in California. And what that states is that even a person who is not a California resident can get marijuana through this Compassionate Use Act because their doctor says they need it. So what it is, it's like having an out-of-town carry permit. You know what I'm saying? Say you want to get a carry permit for there, and you have to do the thing for out of town. It's kind of like
right.
that. But what they do is they set it up where people join their collective. You got to pay a little price. They have a doctor email you, and you correspond with him back and forth. He sets you up to get your medical card. Once you get your medical card, they can mail you to your home your cannabis. How nice is that?
How much? How much can you get?
Oh, nigga, I don't know. I don't think that you can go and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I got emphysema. Can I get 14 pounds?
No. But I just want to know how much they can give you.
It'd
be interesting.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that far.
I mean, but because instead of paying their fee, they can just pay their local dude, and they can come by and just give it to them.
Right.
Well,
check my Facebook. If you go to my Facebook, I put the link to that video. And
okay.
then you can get more information because they have their website and everything on that link.
Right.
So, but I thought it was interesting, and I was like, yo, there's motherfuckers out here that live in fucking buttfuck nowhere that their state don't allow it and it frowns upon it. But because of this loophole, which even if the state doesn't agree with it, it's a federal act. They have to comply. That means they can't run
nice.
Up on you. The cops can't run up on you and arrest you for receiving your shit through the U.S. mail. How fucking nice is that, bro?
That's nice.
I'm just saying. That just makes me giggle all over.
Okay. Very good, very good.
Word up.
So what are you guys talking on today?
Well, we were talking about that. We were talking a little bit about, the reasons why motherfuckers should be getting these guns, because all these niggas out here killing white people. Steve still keeps on saying he's white. I keep telling him to say that he's a light-skinned black man. You know, save himself. He's going to have to save
Never.
Himself. Well, then, nigga, yes, he will. The minute that these niggas bend you over and open your ass cheeks, you're going to be like, wait a minute! How long are you on?
Yeah, he's going to enjoy that.
I hope you don't enjoy it. Yeah. What's going
what's
on
up?
With you, Smokester? Smoke was comatose for 420 days.
Yeah, I like had to pass out for a while. I had to start getting the fix. Yeah, I haven't been smoking for a minute. Then all of a sudden today I just overabundanced it, and it's like caught up with me.
You see what happens when you smoke so much? You see that? When you have so much of a variety, your body gets tired of that shit. You see that?
Yeah.
Well, he stopped. That's what the problem was.
Yeah,
well,
he
stopped because his body was already tired. It was like, yeah, nigga, we smoke so much. I'm tired.
I'm tired. Let's try to shut down.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
If I catch a motherfucker on the bus falling asleep like that, nigga, I leave you butt naked on the bus. I'll take your sleep, your socks, sneakers, all that shit.
I go home. I can't fall asleep here. Come on. Yeah, exactly. Wake up with no eyebrows and get eyebrows painted on and
get your face glued to the floor.
We don't need none of that shit. Yeah.
Nigga be all rude and shit and fucking crazy glue your balls to the seat. You leave
that's
you all
so,
fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I gotta go.
All right, Mike.
I gotta pop in and say what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Say what's up to you fools. See how y'all were celebrating 420.
All right. Well, anyway, me and Mike gonna be joining up next week. We going out of town together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. ATL, huh?
ATL.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Gonna be some trouble up there.
It's gonna be some trouble. Yeah, Mikey. You know who was that? Who's in the ATL?
Who?
Number Tone from Web?
Yeah.
He's out in the ATL. So I hit him up. I'm going to see if I call him so we can meet up because I think he does club nights. So we, don't care. We can go swing some dick over there, you know what I'm saying? We'll grab some ass or something, you know what I'm saying?
All right. That's what's up. That is what's up. Well, I'll holler at y'all next week, if anything, or soon.
All right,
soon.
Brother.
Y'all be safe.
Alright, my brother.
Peace.
See you later.
Alright. Peace out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I got Mikey into this thing now. He's following me to the gun shows now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Steve,
he can carry all your shit.
That's the reason why he's gone. But see, Steve, you can go too, Steve.
I want to go to the porn convention.
and one of those due up every 6 months. You guys got one of those?
It should be coming this month, no?
No, first of June or the beginning of June, I think.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's make plans for that, Stevie. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's do that. Make sure we get to that. We'll do that this year. This year, you know what? We've missed it for the last 3 years.
At least 2 years.
Yeah, man. No, we gotta go. See, you know what it was? It was the fucking dude touching his dick and then trying to shake my hand. Fucked me all up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Smoke. Did I tell you that story, Smokey?
No.
This nigga, me and Steve is smoking. Me and Stone is smoking. Some nigga comes over like, oh, what's up, guys? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, he want to hit. And he tried to put his hand out to shake me. And I go, so what do you do? He's like, yeah, I'm a porn star. I go, get the fucking hand away from me, bro. I'm going to touch your motherfucking hand. You over there rubbing your dick and shit. You want to come shake my hand? Get out of here, nigga. I use these fingers to smoke with, man. What the fuck? Shit. This cocksucker over here.
Your own.
You gotta be like, look, nigga, when you beat your meat, you don't get to meet and greet. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck you. Cocksucker. You know, it is what it is, all these motherfuckers. Anyway, we got about 40 some odd seconds. Hey, Stevie, you got anything you want to tell us out there that we should be aware of?
Well, I just wanted to wish everybody a happy 420. 42 million Americans are regular smokers.
You sound like
Yeah, it's time to make it recreational across the board in every state. Come on, let's do this.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
Smokey, you want to lead us out of there?
Sending smoke signals, Northern California style, Emerald Triangle in the heart. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to take one more week off from the www.kmecradio.org. I'll be back flying big in the following week, but stay tuned. Catch it out. Peace and love. Happy 420.
Stevie?
Mr. Live Joe, always a pleasure to chat with you guys. Sorry about I called in late. I fell back asleep after I talked to you, Mr. Live.
I figured that.
I had to drive up to Cocoa Beach and see some friends, about a 5-hour drive, 2.5 up, 2.5 back. So,
wow.
Yeah, I just went up and had some lunch with some friends.
All right. That's what's up.
So, yeah. But happy 420 to everybody.
All right. Well, I want to tell everybody, pay attention to what's going on around you. Some motherfuckers are stupider than I. Some motherfuckers, they don't even get high and they're just dumb. So just keep your eyes open to what's going on. White, black, green, yellow, whatever fuck color you is. Other motherfuckers just got evil in their brains. You know what I'm saying? As far as us, happy 420, everybody. Make sure that y'all join in the celebration. Smoke, 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 and pass, motherfucker. Don't be stingy. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Smoking Joe. Oh, Smoking Joe. We wanna say thank God Smoking Joe came through his little surgery well, and we hope you get better soon, brother. We love you. Take it easy. Well, all right? And you know what I'm saying? You know, you did what you had to do to make sure you're better so that way you can last longer. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Steve Stoner, you too, my friend. Don't work yourself to death. All right. You are the new definition of white slavery.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I know. It's not me. I didn't even get to sell you. So look at that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. All right. So big shout out to our boys, Smoker Joe, Steve Stoner. Big shout out to Mikey Mike calling in for a bit. I'll definitely tell y'all what's going on the week after next when we come back from Atlanta and tell you all the horrible, fun stories that went down. Big shout out to Nellope. And let's get the fuck up out of here. It's your boy Ant Live. Watch what's going on YouTube. They fucking censoring motherfuckers. Watch Facebook. They're censoring people. We need to boycott those motherfuckers and start our own social media called NoNiggerIsWrong.com. I think that one might pick up pretty quick. NoNiggerIsWrong.com. I think that may pick up. All right, so it's your boy Ant Live, Smoker Joe, Steve Stoner, and we getting the fuck up out of here. Happy 420 day!
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the family. I'm your doctor when you need, want some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man.
Fueled by Ant Live Comedy, powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/it'sthed420show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/thed420show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.
Okay, Faggot, what's next?
Everyone loves fresh, sticky buds, but many people don't realize that proper marijuana storage can keep your cannabis fresher longer. It's up to you to protect your pot from natural enemies such as mold, humidity, and exposure to light. Remember, improper marijuana storage is how good pot goes bad.
Well, well, well. Wetbacks and bona fide porch monkeys holding hands.
you know it's true. Stay with me, I feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need. It seems life is so complete. I love this dream.